Good morning, everybody. Welcome to AMP. Let us start our morning prayer with the word of prayer. Father, we come to you. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Thank you for a time that we can read the Bible, get your word, your message that influence our life, make us strong and know what to do and where to go. Thank you, Father. We pray that Holy Spirit lead us so that we can understand the word that you already give it to us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your praying. I just come back yesterday after two trips. And then I changed six plane. Go to do a mission trip and also to talk about comprehensive care for Indonesian migrant worker to save them from trafficking and illegal worker. Yeah, all the plan run well. And then the last day, we have few time, and then I go to see a cave under the sea. And then I walk down. It's like five-star building going down and going up without exercise to it. And then I feel that this two leg is so pain. Like the first time joined your class, David. Okay. I want to continue our reading from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7, we read verse 1 till 14. Now it came about in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not conquer it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying, "The Arameans has come in Ephraim," his herd and the herds of the people shocked as the tree of the forest shake with the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway of the fuller field, and said to him, 'Take care and be calm. Have no fear. Do not be faint-hearted because of these two stumps of smoldering firebrand on account of fire anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. Because Aram with Ephraim, the son of Remaliah, has planned evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and terrorize it, and make for ourselves a breach in its wall, and set up the son of Tabal of king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Now within another 65 years, Ephraim will be separated, so that is no longer of a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria. The head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, you surely shall not last." Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Listen now, O house of David. It is too slight a thing for you to try the patience of man, that you will try the patience of my God as well. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." Brothers and sisters, whenever we read the book of Isaiah, then we like a drink a cup of nutrition, spiritual food for us. In the book of Isaiah, we learn many things that fit to our present life. How we need to believe God, because the promise of God never fail. As you know that Isaiah, he get calling and vision from the God in the time of five king. The first Uzziah, and then Jotham, Ahaz, and then Hezekiah, and then the last, he died in the hand of Manasseh. In this five king, Isaiah spoke two things. The first, he spoke about judgment, and then the second part, he always encouraged. In the hand of God, although God gives judgment, he always gives encourage. That's why Isaiah tried to tell the people, don't be afraid, only remember that God is love, so you can pass the judgment of God. Whenever we see the book of Isaiah, especially the chapter 1 and then chapter 5, we can know why God become angry. Let's see chapter 5. First one. Let me sing now of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard on fertile hill. He dug it around, removed its stone, and planted it with the choicest wine. And he built a tower in the midst of it, and also hewed out a wine, fed it in. Then he expected to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless one. This picture want to let us know that God already give the best to Judah and Israel. The writer tried to compare Israel as a nation with the vineyard. Take care, give the best one, and then finally, when want to take the fruit is worthless. God give the best to Israel and Judah, but at the same time, they didn't give good feedback to God. They do not trust God. They do not worship God. They worship other gods. When they have problem, they do not come to God, but they find other God to help them. This all the reason why God called Isaiah to say his word to the people of Judah at that time. Now, we come to chapter 7. We can see that there is a problem. What is the problem? Two kings, one called King of Judah, and Rezin, king of Aram, and then Pekah, king of Israel, two kings have made agreement, come together, want to attack Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city of Judah kingdom. So whenever they come to Jerusalem, that means the enemy already come close. Although they haven't take over the city of Jerusalem, but when they move close to Jerusalem, second said, his heart and the heart of his people shocked as the tree of the forest shake with the wind. In few days, typhoon will coming. And then we can imagine when typhoon coming, the tree is like this. Go left, right, yeah. When we fear, we just shaking like this. Not go to right, not go to left. But the Bible told us the fear coming, so that they shaking like go to the right, go to
Saudara, this a real shocking. So all the people feel fear because two kings come want to attack Jerusalem. Verse 3. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, and you and your son, Sher-Jehub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pole on the highway to the fuller field, and say to them, take care, number one, be calm, number two, have no fear, number three, number four, do not faint heart because of these two stubs of smoldering fire." Smoldering fire. Most of Indonesian people, they smoke. Yeah, I never worry with the smoke. Although there is a fire, but very small one. Yeah, as long you do not put your skin to the cigarette, and you will not get burned. This very small. Now you compare this two small fire. Compare the response of Judah people. They are shaking like a tree have a big typhoon. But the problem is only two small things. How many times, brothers and sisters, we worry, we afraid with these two small things. Sometimes we worry not for something happen, but we worry for something not happen that stick in our mind. I have a long story. A village woman, one day, she was crying near a well. And then people come to ask her, "Why are you crying?" "I'm crying because my son jumped down and died." "Huh? How can?" "He play a ball and then kick the ball, and the ball go into the hole, and then he go down to take the ball." "Oh, yeah." And then suddenly, this woman, mom, coming. "What happened? What happened?" "Oh, your daughter said that your grandson go down. Hiya, you know, she hasn't married. She hasn't married. So how come this story happened? This story come from her imagination." What I want to tell you that people sometimes crying for something has not happened. This is a joke. He hasn't married, but he think that he has a daughter, a son, and a son play in the field, and then finally died in the wall. Brothers and sisters, how many times we have this kind of problem in our life? Worry for something has not happened. Yeah, worry. And the real problem, only two stubs of smoldering firebrands. God don't want we have this kind of worry, this kind of fear. That's why the word of God come and say, take care, be calm, have no fear, do not faint hearted because of those two stubs of smoldering firebrand. God sent a special messenger to Ahaz. But Ahaz has no response. Sometimes God already sent a lot of messenger to us to remind us, to encourage us. But we still do not get the message. Verse 11. "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as soul or high as heaven." Ask a sign. Brothers and sisters, when the prophet say ask a sign, that means you may ask something to God
and then plus a sign to prove that God already agreed with your petition. Remember the story of Gideon? Yeah, God called him, and then Gideon said, no, wait a minute. Give me some sign. And then three times, and then finally Gideon said, okay, I will go. Yeah. So you see, our loving Father is merciful God. We can talk, we can make a bargaining. Yeah. So I can say that he used a Mongkok night market price. Yeah. 1,000. No. 500. No. 300. No. Finally, okay lah. 100. Give it to you. So this style, a conversation with God. Yeah. A sign. Yeah. And Isaiah say, lowest like a soul, a place where the dead people, the spirit of the dead people in, and then high like the heaven. Brothers and sisters, but what's the response of Ahaz? Ahaz give a very, very polite response. He said like this, I will not ask, nor I will test the Lord. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, if you open 2 Kings, let us 2 Kings, 2 Kings 16. Second Kings 16, verse 7 to 10. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up, deliver me from the hand of king of Aram, from the hand of king of Israel, who are rising up against me. Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord, and its treasuries of the king's house, and sent a present to king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria listened to him, and king of Assyria went up against Damascus and captured it, and carried the people of it away into exile to Kir, and put Rezin to die. Now King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw the altar which was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest a pattern of the altar and its model according to all its workmanship. God asks Ahaz to make a sign, come to me. But he said, no. But at the same time, he come to see another king. The name of the king called Tiglath-Pileser. He did three bad things. First, ask help from Assyria. The second, bring all the silver and the gold from the house of God and give it to him. And then the last, he worshiped God of Assur. Brothers and sisters, how bad this king. God offered help, but he find. That's why finally God say like this. We go back to Isaiah 7. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. And he will eat curd and honey at the time. He know enough to refuse evil and choose God. For before the boy will know enough to refuse evil and choose God, the land whose two kings you dread will be forsaken. Brothers and sisters, a sign. Some people say this is a prophecy about Jesus Christ, Of course, we believe that. But according to the context of that book, this is a sign at that time. There is a woman give birth, and then before the son can choose the evil and the good, these two kings will wipe out. And the Bible say it is true, brothers and sisters. And then Assyria, who protect king of Judah, finally want to capture kingdom of Judah. At the same time, God protect kingdom of Judah. We can see from 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 30, where in 2 Kings 19:35, all the soldier destroyed by God's hand. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have same problem like Ahaz. We have a lot of problem, but I want to let you know. Problem is a problem when you face the problem without God. But problem is not a problem when you face it with God. Amen? Problem is not a problem when you face it with God. That's why I can make small conclusion from this message by using what Paul say, I can do everything through him who give me strength. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, we don't know what happened in our life. Today, there are a lot of rumor about the future of Hong Kong. A lot of rumor. Almost every week, I get a message from my friend from Indonesia. Hey, what happened in Hong Kong? What happened in Hong Kong? What happened in Hong Kong? Something like that. Yeah. And then I heard that many rich guys moved their money to Singapore, to other people. When a rich guy bring all the money, come out from Hong Kong. So what can Hong Kong people do? So everybody stress. Stress for something have not happened. But I want to let you know, problem is not a problem when you face it with God. Our God who offer help in the time of Ahaz also offer help to us who live in this time. Let us ask for a sign and he will answer your petition. Amen. I give my time to my son to lead worship.
Bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. You bring restoration. restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. You've taken my call me by a new name. You've taken my shame, and in its place you give me joy. You've taken my call me by a new name. You've taken my shame, and in its place you give me joy. Oh, you take my sleeping and turn it into laughing. You take my morning and turn it into dancing. You take my sadness and turn it into joy. Oh, you give me joy. You give me joy to my soul. You bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. Hallelujah. 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 You make all things new. All things new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make all things new. All things new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make all things new. Hallelujah, all things in you.
Brothers and sisters, keep the message not only for you, but it is a time for us to bring the message to encourage other people. It is a time that we come to them, sit together, and then pray together. It is a time to share the gospel for them through prayer together. They are in fear condition, afraid, worry, and then we can use our prayer to encourage them. May God use us like Isaiah to bring hope for our society. Now we go into our prayer time. First, we pray for a community petition. Yeah, we pray for people who have cancer and doing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Let's pray together. We also pray that God touch their heart. Salvation happen in the weakness of the body. Let's pray together. A group of brothers and sisters who has another physical problem, we pray that God help them. God take all the pain that they have. Last part of community prayer, we pray for brothers and sisters who are looking new job. We pray that God will give them the best. Brothers and sisters, we keep focus in our mission prayer. We pray for Japan and Cambodia. We pray for Pastor Sophia and all brothers and sisters who serve in Cambodia. We pray that God will bless their ministry and also bless Japan and Cambodia so that their heart can be open and receive Jesus Christ. We also pray for Mission Council. We pray for all members who are in Mission Council. We pray that they can lead our church, not only have slogan a mission church, but really involved in mission in many places in everywhere. Let's pray together. Thank you. Let's pray for local outreach ministry. Also pray for new local outreach staff, Sally, so that God will lead her to take over this all ministry, and then bring SP people can join more and more in share the gospel in local area. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP Fam. We pray that in processing this ministry, many families can take part, and we give hope for the future of the baby so that they can grow and they have good family and then serve God in the future. Let's pray together. We pray for Friday evening gathering, SPU, SPU, IP, and also GIC class. Let's pray together. Also pray for Hong Kong. Yeah, we pray that every part of the people have a patient heart, and then we pray that for the leader so that they can find the best solution for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the peace and the future of Hong Kong. We also pray for a mission trip. There is Santi mission trip, Japan mission trip, and also Korean ministry. Start from today till the end of this month. We pray that all the brother and sister who join mission trip really lead by God, and then they can share the love of God, and also people who accept the visiting really enjoy, encourage, and also they really understand the love of God. Let's pray together.
pasrahkan ke dalam tanganmu. Memberkati, pimpin. Terima kasih Bapak. Ya Bapak, terima kasih.
Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful time. We really praise you, Father, because whenever we come, your word really bless us. Your heart, who always open to accept our prayer, really strengthen us, Father. Now we are ready to face the world. Not only face the world, but we also ready to bring hope and love to our society. Thank you, Father. Bless us. We pray all in Jesus' name.